Over here, we're talking about the laws of Nesiyas Kapayim. So we're doing laws of Nesiyas Kapayim. This we're up to in chapter 128, and today we're doing chapter subsection 50. We're talking about who is qualified. We're talking about a koyin that may not be qualified to duchen. He's saying, for example, in this case, we're talking about a koyin shaharages hanefesh. Let's say a koyin who killed someone. Afilu b'shogig, even if it was done by accident. Maybe a car accident or something. Lo yisakapov, should not raise his hands, should not do the kobirus kohanim. Shenemar, ubiforishchem kapeichem alim einay mikem, gam kitarbu tefila, eni shemei yedeichem domim maleu. So this is a verse in Yeshaya, chapter 1, verse 15. It says, when you spread your hands, I am going to look away from you. Even if you pray a lot, I'm not going to listen, because your hands will fill with blood. So that wouldn't help. Vafilu also teshuva. Even if he repents, it doesn't. Why? Because it says, sharei nemar, because the verse says, gam ki tarbu tefila nishmeya. Even if you pray a lot, I'm not going to listen, Hashem saying. So somehow that doesn't help. The prayer doesn't forgive. The Yeshemrim, but there is some that disagree, and they say Shim also teshuva, that if he repented, Noisa Kapov, he can raise his hands, he can do the duchening. They only prevented him from raising his hands, doing the Nesiyas Kapayim, only if he's still in his rebellious state. So let's say he killed somebody intentionally, or he's rebelling, or he's not doing teshuvah, even for accidental death, he didn't repent.
What about if he was a soldier?
That's what I was thinking, yeah. You were in the IDF?
It's interesting that over here it doesn't say killing a Jew. He says killing everybody. It just says anefesh, killing somebody. So that's what it says. Unfortunately, just today, I read quickly in the news, I didn't see the details, but there was another stabbing attack in Gush Etzion, and they killed they shot at the terrorist, but by accident they hit the
Israeli.
They hit the person, the wounded, and I think they killed him.
Oh.
I think he died.
I saw something quickly come.
So this was like a real little accident. They were trying to save the, that's another. So, but he says, V'yesh l'hokel abal teshuva. He says, we should sort of be lenient with people that are trying to repent. Not to close the door in front of them. So if somebody wants to repent and you're not going to accept them, they're not going to repent. This is also the tradition, the custom, that we will allow them, if they repent, we will allow them to do Nesiyas Kapayim. If the people are just sort of speaking, there is gossiping about him, that this man killed someone, or they say, that he is somebody who poured blood, who killed somebody, and he is still standing in his rebellious state, since it had not been verified, just a gossip, he can still raise his hands, because for gossip alone, we hadn't verified that it's actually true. Another way of an accident, what happens is v'chein imotinek umeis. What happens? Somebody is mohel. He circumcised the baby, and the baby died because of the circumcision. He did the circumcision, and the baby died. So in that case, noise kapov. He can still raise his hands. Well, he killed somebody accidentally because kishemo lekolu loy chadoshov. Because maybe his months weren't completed in the olden days. Especially, they didn't know how long the pregnancy was. And if a pregnancy wasn't full pregnancy, the child may not survive. If it's in the middle, within the 7th month, within the 9th month, but the 8th month, like, it doesn't survive. So he's saying, it's not for sure that you killed him, because maybe he wasn't really going to survive anyways. And even if it's a case, you know for sure that the child's month have been concluded, which means that he's going to be a healthy child, so we don't have to assume then maybe he's going to be a miscarrier, not a good child, but still, Kimishin is common lemitzvah, because he intended for a mitzvah, to circumcise him, he wanted to do a mitzvah. Ein lepoisloi minasiyas kapayim. We should not disqualify him from lifting his hands. So now he says also, and here we come, v'chein im dochav ishahara. What happens if he pushed a woman who is pregnant? V'hipila, and then she miscarried because of the push. So he ended up killing a fetus. Noisa kapov, he can still raise his hands. Shahoyre gets a uber potter, I feel him called lechadosha, because one who kills a fetus will be exempt. He's not guilty. He's not died for the death penalty. By the modern law, they're debating about at which point is considered life that you would be there. But he says there's no death penalty or there's no guilt as considered killing like you would a person. Even if called lechadosha, even if his months have been completed, he would have been otherwise a healthy child. But as long as he wasn't yet in this world, he was just a fetus, then there is an exemption. He's not liable for that penalty. What happens in subsection 51? What happens a koyin shehemir dasei? A kohen who converted to another religion. Okay. So he... And he's saying, afilu ledas ha-yishmaelim. Even if he converted to the Islam, the Ishmaelim religion, they don't worship idols, so it's not not real. It's not real idol worship, as by the Christian religion say. Still, kansuha chachomim liyis mucholim gedushosi. The rabbis punished him that he is desecrated from his holiness. He doesn't carry anymore his holiness. Ve'ein enayse kapov, and he does not raise his hands. And he does not read the first aliyah. He doesn't get the first aliyah. But that is also v'hu shaloi osa teshuvah, provided that he hasn't done repentance, that he didn't repent. Avalim osa teshuvah, but if the person repented, afilu heimir dosi lave dezore v'chazer, but even if he has switched his religion to idol worship, but then he retracts, he comes back to his sanctity, and he's back a kohen. What happens with shaar avedus? But other avedus, but if a kohen does other sins, chutz with the exception mimeimer dosei v'shefich domim, besides changing his religion or pouring somebody's blood, afilu gilu arayis, even if he has promiscuous relationships which are prohibited, ein moinim nesias kapayim, we don't stop him from raising his hands. Afilu lechazer bo, even if he's still in his rebellious, he did not retract, and he still continues that. Kamoshi is boyer, as will be explained later on in section 52, that's not going to prevent. Lefikach, therefore, oral noise kapov, a person who's not circumcised can raise his hands. Koyin is okay. I feel like Malatz may be amazed, even if he intentionally did not circumcise himself. Maybe his parents didn't circumcise him, but then he refused, he doesn't want to circumcise himself. Although normally a person who's not circumcised would not be fit to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, a Kohen who's not circumcised cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein lepoislo lidesias kapayim. We cannot disqualify him for raising his hands. Mishum shehuksha bracha l'sheiros, because we know there is an equation of the blessing that they do to the service. So we could say, well, if you can't serve, you can't bless either. But he says no, ki lehuksha lamida bilvad, because it was only equated to blessing, was equated to service, that you have to stand when you do the blessing of the Kohanim, when they do the blessing, just like you serve, you have to do it while you're standing. That's the only thing they were equated to, as explained earlier, but for the other laws, they're not the same. So while an uncircumcised Kohen may not serve in the temple, an uncircumcised Kohen may raise his hands for Bichas Kohanim. And still, nevertheless, Hayil v'huksha bracha la'avayda. Since the blessing has been equated to service, the blessing of the kohanim has been equated. B'miktsas is partially for some for standing. There is some connection. Asru chachamim l'shikar lisa kapav. The chachamim prohibited a drunk kohen to raise his hands. Just as the Torah has prohibited a drunk person to serve the service in the temple, as the verse says in Vayikra Perik Yud Pasuk Tes, Yayin v'sheichar al teish. Don't drink wine, it says there, and then it says v'goymer. So when you're going to serve, v'samchu. Isur ze lemashe nismucha parshas koyen mevarech leparshas nazir, and they relied for this this isur to what we have. The Torah has equated the section of Kohen that he makes the bracha, the Birchas Kohanim, next to the portion of a nazir. That man nazir asur beyayin. Just like a Nazir, Nizrite is not allowed to drink wine, Afkoyin Mevarech Asur B'Yayin, also a Koyin, which is blessing, is prohibited to drink wine. V'nosnu al Koyin Mevarech Kulei Nazir V'Kulei Mishoret B'Migdash. The Koyin that blesses, we've given him the leniency of both of a Nizrite and also the leniency of one who serves in the Migdash. What are they? Kulei Nazir, we allow him, we give him the leniency of a Nazir. Ma nazir muter b'shar mashkin ha-mishakrin. A nazir is permitted to drink. A nazirite is not allowed to drink wine, but he's allowed to drink vodka. He's allowed to drink other. He can only not touch something that comes from the grapes. A nazir is not allowed to wine, but other things that are making drunk. Ve'ena osir elam kol hashiyosim megefen hayayin, and it doesn't. It's not prohibited only if it's made out of the vine or made out of grapes. That's what it's prohibited for the. For the nazir, but he can get drunk on other stuff, so it doesn't also. The same thing applies to a kohen that blesses. If he's drunk from something else, it's okay. Begam ein mumin poislim boy, and also a nazir who has defects. He has it doesn't disqualify him. Av kohen mevarech mumin poislim boy. So the same thing, a kohen who blesses. We don't care if he has defects. We learned earlier before. Defects would disqualify a kohen for service in the temple, but it doesn't disqualify a nazir. It doesn't disqualify the kohen to pledge. And other drinks that would make him drunk will not prevent him from the kohen from raising his hands as they would like one who serves in the mikdash. One who serves in the Megiddosh, in the base, in the sanctuary, isn't allowed to be drunk, whether it's wine, whether it's vodka, or anything else. You're just not allowed to serve while you're intoxicated. Even if he's so drunk, you're allowed to do it, that you can't even talk in front of a king. So you can't. So he says, which you're not allowed to pray, because you can't talk before Hashem. If you're drunk, you can't pray to Hashem. Because he says, Shenesias Kapayim, because raising of your hands isn't the same as praying. Because when you're praying, you're standing and you're talking to the king. So you're not allowed to be intoxicated because you can't talk to a king, while to Hashem, while you're intoxicated. But when you're raising your hands, you're not talking to the king. You're speaking to the people. The Pasuk says, say to them. You're speaking to the people. Unless you become drunk as Lot did. They describe a very intoxication as Lot, because we know that Lot committed incest with his daughters, but that means that he was so drunk that he didn't really know what was going on. That's a high level mitzvahs. Because once you reach that level, then you're exempt from all mitzvahs. You're too drunk to know what's going on. So then at that level, so you can't bless them because you know there's no obligation to you anymore. So these are the leniencies of a nazir, that you could be intoxicated if it's not with wine. The the kohen can still raise his hands. And we also have the kulei mishores b'migdash. It also gets the leniencies from the one who serves in the Beis HaMikdash. Ma mishores muter b'yayin kol shehu. A person who serves in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not like he's not allowed to taste wine. A little wine, a little bit of wine, and a small item of wine is permitted. Ve'ine musar elo al reviz. It says he's only warned against drinking a reviz, a quarter of a lug. That's the measurement, like a kiddush cup. The one, what you need for a kiddush, not the cup, like a small, the small amount for kiddush. It's called a reviz. That's a quarter of a lug. So that much you're not allowed to drink before you do service, but a little bit you're allowed to do service. You have a little wine. Shenemar, because the pasuk says sheichar yain v'sheichar. Sheichar is interpreted also as beer, but sheichar means yain sheyesh boy kedei l'shaker. It has to be enough wine that can make you drunk. Less than a reviz is not enough to make you drunk. You know, ba'af al reviz eino bazora. Even if you drink a reviz, you still we're not going to be warned against doing it. Elo k'shesosei derech shikras. If you drink it in a way of a drunken way, which means reviz b'basachas, you drink it, you gulp down one reviz in one shot. Avlim hifzik boy. But if you interrupt, you take a little bit at a time, or you should not take mat mayim, or you put a little water, you dilute it, then you're potter. So in this case, mashenki benozir, but this would not help by a nozir. A nazir, even a drop of wine, he's not allowed to drink. A nazirite, but in this case, we're given the leniency of the one who serves in the Beis Hamikdash. Avkoyin mevorech, also a koyin who blesses. Im shosa reviz yain beis pamim. Let's say he took two gulps of a reviz wine, even though mitzvah, but he took it in two times. Ashnos techmat mayim, or puts a little water. Mutter is permissible. Im shosa yoiser mereviz. But if he drinks more than the reviz, afal pishuv mazuk, even though it's mixed in, it's diluted, and if he drank it many times, he shouldn't raise his hands until he removes the wine from him. What would take away the intoxication has been explained in chapter 99 in Sif Gimel and Dalet over there. So to walk a little bit over there, he talks about sleep a little sleep, a little walk. V'yesh oisrim shikar b'nesiyas kapayim. There are some people that say no. If you're drunk, according to this, a drunken drink, as long as he's not too drunk, like loit, he can drink. But some people prohibit a shikar b'nesiyas kapayim. Afil nishtaker mishar mashkin. Even if he became drunk from other drinks, oichlema mashakrin. Sometimes he eats food that can get you drunk. I don't know what kind of food can get you drunk, but there's food that can get you drunk. To begin with, it is prohibited to go drink anything that gets you drunk before Nesiyas Kapayim. That's also the tradition. We don't apply the leniency of Nazir only as far as the defects alone. That a defective Kohen bodily is allowed to raise his hands. But drunk, we don't give the leniency. And if you're drunk, any drink, any wine, any intoxication, don't raise your hands. This is the reason why in Simchas Torah we do the Birchas Kohanim in the morning, the Shacharis, not in the Musaf. Because the expectation is that you might get drunk. Therefore, here is that no intoxication, and that by Simchas Torah we do it by Shacharis because we're worried by most of the coin will be drunk already. So therefore, we do it earlier. Let's do one more halacha quickly. Sif nun beis lohayu by echad ma'advarim ma'akvim nisiyas kapayim. If he doesn't have one of these things that would prevent him from raising his hands, afal pi shura malolim, even though he's a man with bad deeds. Ublial v'asponim, he's arrogant, he's disrespectful, he's not a nice person. Ve'ein medakdik b'mitzvahs, he doesn't care about mitzvahs. V'cholo meran nimacharov, and everybody is gossiping about him that he's not a religious man. You know, noise kapov, he still can raise his hands. She mitzvahs esi l'chol koyin Lisa Kapov. It's a mitzvah for each kohen to raise his hand. We don't tell to somebody who's evil, do more evil, do more bad. If you're doing some averus, don't do more. That's it. Do whatever you do. V'hamne min ha-mitzvah. Or prevent yourself from the mitzvah. Very important. Here we see the concept. If a person doesn't do all the mitzvahs, we're not going to say, well, yeah, anyway, he's not doing the mitzvahs, so don't do mitzvahs. No. Don't. We tell him, continue doing all the mitzvahs. V'al titame v'toymar. Don't be surprised and say, what is going to help me the blessing of such a simple kohen who does all these bad things? So who needs his blessings? You don't be surprised. She says she ain't kabbalat sabrachet lui b'kohanim, because receiving the blessing isn't depend on the kohanim. Ela b'kodesh baruch hu. It all depends on Hashem. She ne'amar v'ani avarachem. I will bless them. V'afilu miranin achro b'averes chamuris. Even if people gossip about him about very serious offenses, going, for example, gilu arayis, that's promiscuous relationships. V'afilu noida sharinu nemes, and even if it's verified, we found out that what they're gossiping is true. V'afilu aiver v'enechezer beklal, and even he's transgressing and he's not retracting, meisa kapov, he can still raise his hands. Chutz mechilu Shabbos b'farhesia, he says there's an exception if he desecrates the Shabbos publicly. In that case, shehu kinochri l'choldova, then he has a status like a stranger for all matters. Publicly desecrating the Shabbos is a stringent. Lifi she'ein, because sha'ar aveiros moinim nesias kapayim. For other sins do not prevent a person from raising his hands. Elo meimir das, only if he changes his religion. Mishum knas, that is for a penalty. So the two sins that stop a kohen from doing it would be changing his religion to another religion, ushvichas domim, or pouring somebody's blood, because killing somebody shumidechem dom maleu. But other than that, even if he has serious offenses, we will not prevent him from doing the mitzvah. Okay, we will continue.